or if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about...
2 weeks.
Ever heard any other way of putting that?
Well, they used to say 15 days. Mm-hmm. Or, I wouldn't know any other way.
You ever hear fortnight?
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. That's 2 weeks.
Is that, do you ever hear that used?
Not so much. I wouldn't say it was a common expression at all.
I see.
There isn't much as saying, he stays 15 days or he was here 2 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
Very few would say, they wouldn't use it as a regular expression.
Yes, ma'am.
He stayed a fortnight.
I see. If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
Tell me the time, please.
All right. Talking about time, say if it were midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what would you call that?
7 and 8 in the morning?
Yes, ma'am. If it were midway between 7 and 8.
I'd say between 7 and 8 a.m. or morning.
Well, what about a specific time? If you look at your watch and...
I'd say it's 10 minutes to 8 or it's 5 minutes to 8.
Or if it's exactly halfway
straight point. Up and down, it would be 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. You mean if the hand, the large hand was on the time? No.
Say if the large hand was on the 6, right at the bottom, mm-hmm. It would be when it's halfway between the hour. What do you call that?
Half an hour? No, you don't want it in that.
You just say if it was. Do you say half past 7 or 7:30? Mm-hmm.
The most commonly used would be half past 7.
Half past, I see. Well, what if it were, say, 15 minutes later than half past 10?
Quarter past?
Or what if it were 15 minutes later than half past 10? What would you call that?
That would be 3/4 of an hour, but you wouldn't express it to anybody. I'd say it's 10:45.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Or say, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite...
For years?
Yes, ma'am. Or... talking about something else. You've probably seen these big old heavy sacks made out of this rough looking cloth material that old pecans or potatoes or manure might be put in.
We call those corn sacks. Some people call them gummy sacks.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's all.
Could you ever call a sack like that a toe sack or croaker sack?
Croaker sack. Toe I haven't heard used, but very, very seldom.
I see.
Or croaker sack. But the most commonly used would be a corn sack or gummy sack.
Yes, ma'am. Say, if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill, talking about the amount that he would take at one time, what would you call that? He'd say, I have to take a...
bushels of corn.
Okay. Or maybe talking about the amount of firewood a man could carry.
Cordwood? No.
Well, what about just the amount that he could carry at one time in his arms? You'd call that
wonderful. A...
have you ever heard the word a turn of corn? Talking about...
A ton?
Yes, ma'am. A turn? Mm-mm. Not familiar with that? Mm-mm. Okay. And this thing right here in your electric lamp, if that burns out...
Socket.
Okay, or you have to replace the...
the socket.
Is that the thing that lights up?
Bulb. That's a bulb.
Yes, ma'am.